As lawmakers in the U.S. continue to debate a coronavirus relief package, President Trump tweeted overnight, quote, "We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. At the end of the 15-day period, we will make a decision as to which way we want to go." That is the question many countries are thinking about right now. Is saving many from the coronavirus worth the economic implications? And what can governments do to minimize those economic impacts? Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from Washington as he does each week. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what about that argument that the president made and that many other people have made that the cure of turning off the economy basically may be worse than the disease itself?
At some point, the president's right. I mean, if you have the economy turned off for 12 months, for 18 months, people are going to suffer from economic deprivation and they're going to die. That said, I think the way I see this problem is a little bit distinct from the way the president is framing it. The way I see it is that the deeper the freeze, the better off we'll be. Everybody has to hold their breath right now. Small businesses like hair salons, medium-sized businesses like local restaurant chains, large airlines and travel companies, retailers, everybody. They just have to hold their breath for a moment, stay home, and then pay everyone to do nothing, essentially, for a few weeks and maybe a few months. You need to front load a lot of pain. And we need our leaders, including the White House, to be broadcasting this message to every state. The president has a different message. He's saying, let's just reevaluate this after 15 days. Maybe it'll all turn out just fine. Maybe this disease will just push right through the U.S. economy. I really disagree with that perspective. You have public health officials saying that the conservative estimate for the peak in daily cases is 22 days. That means in 15 days, when the president's telling everybody that we're going to be reevaluating this whole situation, the disease could still be exponential. So I would much prefer a message that says, this is war. War requires massive sacrifices. We need individuals to sacrifice by staying home. The government is going to pay you to do nothing. And we'll reevaluate this on the level of months, not the level of days.
When you talk about the pain right now, what are economists saying about what the effect will be on the economy of all of these restrictions? Let's take out any help, because I want to ask you about that in a minute, but forget about government help right now. What is the impact on the economy of these restrictions?
The impact of the economy is going to be massive. We may be looking at the worst quarterly decline in economic production in American history. You have economists projecting that the second quarter of this year could see GDP decline on an annualized basis by something like 25 or 30%. That has no precedent, but it also is the kind of prediction that just makes a lot of sense. If you walk out onto the streets, look around, everything is closed. The hair salons, the restaurants, the retail shops, everything is closed. That means that those employers have income going down from, you know, the many thousands, even the millions, to zero or a couple hundred dollars if they have delivery businesses or something on the side or something online. So you're going to have a massive economic fallout in the next quarter. The hope is that that fallout in the second quarter leads to a V-shaped recovery. V-shaped meaning you have a stark decline with a point at the bottom from which you bounce up like a trampoline. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a deep freeze, then what you have essentially could be a semi-permanently endangered economy, where rather than have a sharp bounce, you have a dead cat bounce, that the economy comes crashing down, but then the recovery takes months and months and even years and years. I think, again, if we front load all the pain and pay people a lot of money to do nothing for the next few weeks and months, we're going to have a sharper recovery.
Okay, so let's get to the solution that you write about, and you're looking at what's happening in Denmark, where the government announced a plan to pay three quarters of the salaries of employees at private companies hit by the crisis to get them through. Tell us more about what Denmark is doing and why you think it would work in the U.S.
What Denmark is doing, essentially, and this is based on a conversation that I've had with economists in Denmark, and I'm actually talking to their head of employment later today, they're essentially saying, we have to freeze the economy. Those are the exact words they heard from this economist. We are deep freezing the economy. We are going to pay people to stay home and do absolutely nothing. But we're not just going to pay them like unemployment benefits, which cap off at a couple hundred dollars a week. We're going to pay them a living wage to do nothing because we need them to do nothing for the next 2 months, maybe 3 months. After 3 months, we'll reevaluate what we need to do for this economy. Not after 2 weeks, like the president's saying, after 3 months. That, I think, is the kind of approach that's necessary. Pay people to do nothing at home, extend credit to businesses so that they can essentially travel to the future where you have the economy coming back and you can keep the restaurants where they are, keep the hair salons where they are, give them a bridge loan and allow them to pop right back up in the next 6 months. This is all about deep freezing the economy, freezing it in place to make sure that people are all right, that they survive for the next quarter of the year so that hopefully you have a V-shaped recovery in the second half of the year.
That is Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, we'll link people to your piece at hereandnow.org. Thanks so much, as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.